Radio Prague News. Czechs are high on the list of Europeans who are wary of foreign migrants. Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka will head a business delegation to South Korea next week. And Czech women still get on average 20% lower pensions than men. Czechs are high on the list of Europeans who are wary of foreign migrants, according to the results of a Eurobarometer poll. On average, 58% of Europeans are against opening their doors to more foreign migrants, with Latvia, Greece, Italy and Cyprus topping the list of anti-immigration countries. In the Czech Republic, 75% of respondents expressed themselves against a migrant-friendly policy and, moreover, strongly opposed a joint policy on migrants within the European Union. Among the most tolerant countries in this respect is Sweden, where only 25% of respondents would close the country's doors to migrants. Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka will head a business delegation to South Korea next week. The aim of the visit, the first by a Czech head of government in 14 years, is to boost investment and trade and help create more job opportunities. The Czech Prime Minister will be received by the South Korean President Park Geun-hye, address a bilateral business forum and attend the opening of a Czech center in Seoul. Last year, the Czech Republic attracted two large South Korean investment projects, the construction of a factory by the car maker Hyundai and the construction of a car tire plant by Nexen Tire. Together, they created more than 2,000 new job opportunities. The discrepancy in pensions between Czech men and women has not changed in the last one or two decades, according to the Social Security Office. Women receive pensions that are on average 20% lower than men. While men receive on average 12,000 crowns a month, women get around 10,000. This stems from the discrepancy in pay during their work years. An expert commission has advised the government to consider calculating the pensions of married couples from their joint earnings. Prague City Hall has approved its 2015 budget with expenditures projected at 56.3 billion crowns and revenues of 42.1 billion. The difference will be covered by the state. The lion's share of expenditures will be used for transport, which includes the construction of the Blanka Tunnel, expected to open in about 2 months' time, the reconstruction of two Prague bridges and general road maintenance. This year's budget includes a brand new chapter, expenditures relating to the development of social housing. Up until now, City Hall operated on a provisional budget. A runaway freight train loaded with coal is reported to have derailed near Paskov in the Frýdek-Místek region. Czech Railways reported on the accident on Friday, saying that despite massive damage to the rail tracks and several carriages, passenger transport would not be affected. The 22-carriage train had been sidelined and was ready for transport when, for unknown reasons, it came loose and crashed at the nearest shunt switch. The damage has been estimated at millions of crowns. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The weekend should be partly cloudy with day temperatures between 3 and 7 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.